We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Michigan State University with a new interim president after John Engler resigned. MSU's Board of Trustees Chairwoman Diane Byram said Engler's resignation would be effective immediately.
Dr. Satish Gupta is hereby appointed acting president of Michigan State University, commencing immediately and continuing until the board appoints a new permanent president.
Joining us live is MSU board member Brian Mossalem of Dearborn. Brian, thank you for joining us this morning on WWJ.
Thank you for having me.
And one of the stories and the headlines from yesterday that you described it as bringing Engler's reign of terror to an end. What brought about that characterization?
The way he's interacted with our courageous survivors, but really watching him interact with the administration, faculty, employees, and how he bullies and intimidates and belittles them. I watched how they interact when he's in the room, when he's out of the room. You should see the box of anonymous letters that I have received at my house of students disgraced, employees in fear for their job. You know, there was just no other way for me to describe it at that time.
What are you hoping to hear and see with the new interim president, Satish Gupta?
You know, I've known Satish for 6 years, so Satish is a very compassionate, empathetic human being. Satish knows the organization very well, has broad-based support across the organization. He is somebody highly respected within our institution, and he will do just fine as an interim and shift the tone and message from this university.
Brian, we know that Mr. Gupta doesn't want the job permanently, and there is a search for a permanent replacement. What type of person are you interested in as the next president of Michigan State University?
You know, I think first and foremost, the president who sets the tone from the top, who is a leader, who expresses that empathy and that compassion for everybody on campus, including survivors, a president who's focused on student health and wellness and institutional reform, who understands where we were and where we're going and not forget our history and what we need to do to correct it and gain back the trust of the public and move this institution forward. So we will have an extensive pool of candidates, and I'm sure we will find the right candidate to take us into the next decade here.
And to what degree of involvement do you envision the Board of Trustees having in the future leadership style of the university, or is this something that will totally be in the hands of the next president?
Well, as it should be. I mean, we are fiduciaries in which we set general policy, and we have fiduciary oversight of this university. But as it running day to day, we empower the chief executive officer, who is empowered and invested by this Board of Trustees to run day-to-day and make business decisions based on the enterprise. So if you're talking to me and you're hearing from Board of Trustees and we're in the news, that's probably not a good thing. We'd all like to go back into the background and let the president run this university.
No hand-holding, but keeping an eye on things just the same, correct?
I think that's where we failed, right? We failed as an institution of exerting our independent oversight of this university, of the different business units, standing up, a standalone chief compliance officer, and really building, breaking down those silos when you look back on it. But we learn, and we have to build it going forward. And yeah, the Board of Trustees should not be handholding a new president's hand as this president moves forward in any organization, quite frankly.
Brian Mossalem of Dearborn, Michigan State University board member. Thank you for joining us this morning, Brian.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.